for the weekend on Saturday. I'm delighted Catherine O'Keefe is back on the show. It's been some time. Catherine's got a new book out and it's called All You Need to Know About Menopause. A purple cover, a lovely book actually, and you can't miss it. And Catherine, you are Ireland's menopause expert. So many women interested in this topic. I love the line that you have here. Your symptoms are real. You're not alone. There is help for you. Because so many women feel like, oh no, I'm the only, I know they're not the only one, but they might feel like I must be the only one going through these particular symptoms because all my pals are going through menopause and they're coping okay.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, Trina, I think sometimes we can be a bit shy to talk about some of the symptoms of menopause. And you generally find, like, whilst there are, you know, women that do go through it and they don't have too many symptoms at all, the lucky ones. Mm. you know, certainly I think sometimes it can take a while for the conversation to open up, even with your best friends, your closest friends, because there's still many aspects of it that they're still very personal and sensitive to talk about. So I think certainly you can, you know, feel alone, and very much in the perimenopause years too, I find that, you know, many women are just kind of struggling to understand, you know, what's happening? Like, what's going on here? And what's happening is maybe they're having all these psychological changes, but nothing's happening with their period. So they're kind of thinking, you know, what's wrong with me? Mm. When in actual fact, I find with, you know, thousands of women I've spoken with at this stage that it's those early perimenopause years that really catch us unawares. And sometimes I think it's a bit like we can have, you know, like the ostrich, our head in the sand, and we're kind of trying to, you know, let's ignore this for a while. I certainly did when it happened to me. But then it gets a little bit louder and the symptoms become a little bit more obvious and it can't be ignored.
Yeah.
So I think really my aim with the book was just to really break it down, simplify it, give as much practical information as I could so that women have options and that they can make an informed choice in relation to how they support themselves through their menopause. Because all of us will have a different experience. Like, I'm 52 now, Trina, and I haven't had a hot flush yet. I've had the odd night sweats, all right. But to date, I haven't had a hot flush. So
right, yeah.
It's different. And there, as you know yourself, they're the symptoms we hear about the whole time. But it's all the other symptoms that can create a lot more challenges for women than the hot flush. They're the more stereotypical symptoms of menopause.
When you just go back, one generation to our mothers when they would have been going through this, I couldn't tell you when my mother went through it or if she ever even went through it, because we just hadn't, we weren't told anything.
No. And I think, you know, I can certainly remember my mom getting very hot cooking the Sunday dinner, you know, over the oven.
But and now it makes sense to you.
Now it does. But I had no clue what was going on. And, you know, that is one of the things that definitely we do want to happen in Ireland. They have made it happen in the UK, is getting it into secondary schools, into the education system. And I think that is something that, to start to normalise the conversation, just that menopause is talked about the same way as we do pregnancy. It becomes a normal stage in a woman's life. Unlike, sadly, you know, with pregnancy, it may not happen for everyone, and that can be by choice, or unfortunately, sadly, can be due to circumstances. Mm. But every woman will go through menopause, you know, and I think that's why we really have just got to support the conversation and, you know, shatter the taboo that is there. Now, we're making brilliant inroads in Ireland. We definitely are. But we still, Trina, have a long way to go. And we've still got to remember that there's many women across the country who do feel alone and who do feel isolated. So my aim of the book really is to just kind of be that best friend's guide, where you can just kind of go into the index, pick whatever symptom is really causing you hassle, be it night sweats, brain fog, weight gain, and then just go straight to that. And, you know, keep it as a resource that you'll dip into. You know, menopause, unfortunately, it's not quick. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can be looking at anywhere from 4 to 12 years, depending on the individual experience. So, you know, this is a book that you're going to need to delve back into over time. And that's kind of, that's the way I hope women will use it. And also there's a chapter for partners as well, because one thing we do need in menopause, we need support. And that can come from your family, your friends, your partner. But it's really important, because when those that are with you every day understand what's happening, you don't feel so alone in it, mm-hmm. you know. You don't feel kind of adrift in stormy seas, you know, and that's really important, I believe.
And Catherine, you probably can hear me flicking through the book here, and it's great because you're not only dealing with, you know, the physical changes that are happening, but the psychological changes as well, and things like menopause at work. Wouldn't it be lovely if we didn't have to work during that time, if you could just stay at home, be a lady of leisure, and still have an income coming in? Unfortunately, this is real life, and you have to kind of get on with it. So it's about how to navigate that. I've heard it so many times, you know, women in high-powered jobs, and normally when you're going through menopause, it's probably when you've just reached your peak in your career. Things are going great. And the next thing, you're hit with this and you feel like you can't remember how to literally turn on your computer. I mean, the brain fog is real.
The brain fog, oh man, that is like, I did a menopause in the workplace survey, and the top symptom that everyone came back with was brain fog in the workplace. And it is real. You know, I mean, that's where I started off in my perimenopause, was the brain fog. And that's really scary when you're kind of, you know, you're good at your job. You maybe are, you know, very comfortable and confident in what you're doing. And then all of a sudden your tongue is twisting over itself. You can't remember words. Mm. And you could be sitting at a table with people you know and you can't remember names. And that's
you think you're getting Alzheimer's or something like that.
Yes, you do. Yeah. And that is a very, I mean, that is the one question that has come up so much with women that I've talked to over the years is, you know, I think I'm going nuts. I think I'm getting Alzheimer's. And the actual fact is that's not the case. It's the hormonal changes that are happening in the body are just create havoc. And unfortunately, our brains are deeply impacted by menopause. And that's where, you know, the brain fog really does impact in the workplace. But the good thing is there's loads you can do. So that's where it's all about being informed with understanding what the symptoms are. Because so often, Trina, I'll talk to women and they're like, oh my God, I never knew that was a symptom of menopause. Mm. You know, you could be talking about tinnitus, you could be talking about restless leg syndrome, hearing changes, there's loads of symptoms. So it's just trying to, once you know what the symptoms are, then you can say, right, okay, I know now it's happening, so let me get my plan together. Develop your own personal menopause toolkit, whatever that looks like for you. And then you set yourself up for a very different experience because you're informed and you know where you can go to for support. And that's really important inside of work and also, you know, outside, because unfortunately, menopause doesn't have boundaries, as you mentioned earlier. It doesn't stop when we start working.
Yeah, yeah.
If anything, it ramps up, you know.
Would you tend to maybe speak to your employer about it? Or I know there's so many people who'd be mortified, so many women who might have male bosses as well, who'd be like, oh, I couldn't possibly say it. But I've heard this idea of somebody in your workplace that you can go to and they can go to somebody else on your behalf if needs to be. Just to give you a break. Give you a break if you're going through this and you're struggling.
Yeah. So I do a lot of work in workplaces. And one of the big training pieces that I do and I absolutely love is training menopause advocates or menopause champions within workplaces. And that's exactly what you just referenced there. That's where, depending on the size of a company, you might have a couple or you might have 10, 15 or more. And then your colleagues know that they can actually go to this person and they can kind of talk about what's happening. And then that person can signpost them. And that could be, it could be maybe, listen, you know, it'd be a good idea to chat to your manager. And here's how you could manage that conversation. Or it could be, you know, also, what about, you know, investigating the employee assistance program? Because there's so much psychological aspects to menopause. I'm a huge believer in the benefit of the employee assistance program, because sometimes, Trina, it's so nice to be able to talk to somebody outside your circle at home, your circle at work. And, you know, having that independent voice to listen to can be hugely beneficial if you have access to that. Mm-hmm. But certainly, if it feels right for you, it is a great step to open up that conversation. And I do give guidance in the book, you know, how to open the conversation with your manager and some key things just to think about, because, you know, that's going to be a conversation. You will feel anxious, definitely, you know, so you just want to prepare for it and you want to make sure that you're going in there calm and, you know, understanding why you're having the conversation, and most importantly, what you want to get from it. And, you know, thankfully, hundreds of employers across Ireland now are embracing and supporting menopause in the workplace. And that's fantastic to see. We need to continue that, and continue that conversation is really important.
There's an interesting line in the front of the book here, Catherine, about menopause. It's normal, it's menopause, it's inevitable. And it doesn't just happen to humans. Female whales and giraffes also experience menopause. Whales stop reproducing in their 30s and 40s. When you think about it that way, isn't it just amazing?
And I'm going to throw now another clincher in there for you. I've only recently read a research paper that sheep go through menopause, which I think that really, you know, we don't have, we have giraffes in the zoo, but we don't have whales, but we do have a lot of sheep in Ireland.
So there's your buddy.
We can feel, start, you know, we can feel a bit of empathy towards sheep now when we see them.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
From the whales' perspective, they talk about what's called the grandmothering instinct. And it is that you stop reproducing so that you become the wise person in the pod. And then that leader whale is the one who brings all the younger whales to, like, the feeding ground, the right time of the year where they should migrate to, etc. So that wisdom kind of comes through the animal kingdom, and it's definitely there in the human kingdom too, in terms of there is a freedom and liberation with that comes with menopause. But the caveat is you really have got to get a handle on any symptoms you're experiencing before you're going to start to feel that.
Yeah.
But it does come, and the majority of women will say to you, when they've got a handle on their symptoms or their post-menopause, they will say that there's a liberation, there's a freedom, there's a, you know, you shrug off baggage. There's a different, it's like a divil me care attitude that comes in. And I think they're the positives that, you know, we need to kind of look to as well, because it isn't all doom and gloom. There is a lot of positive.
That is just a lovely way of putting it. The wisdom that comes, I think that's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And just the book, it's a lovely read. It's a really easy read, and there's so much information, and we're not talking about, you know, in-depth medical texts that you won't be able to understand. This is for everybody. You even have charts in here about, you know, how to know if your estrogen is too low or too high, and testosterone as well. All the symptoms are here. There's so many frequently asked questions, details on perimenopause. By the way, perimenopause, normally what kind of age does that kick off?
Normally about the average age is 45.
Right, but asking for a friend, Catherine, you know?
Yeah. I hear you. But I would say I started perimenopause, Trina, when I was 44. So I would kind of say be on the lookout in your early 40s, because you never know, you know, what's happening. And that's why you'll see there's a chapter there which I call the MOT, keeping a check on your health every year. Just sitting down, checking in with yourself. How am I?
Yeah.
Because particularly from your early 40s, it's just really good habit to get into. You know, maybe you want to get your bloods done. How's your energy? How's your mood? Your DEXA scan, your cervical smear, all that type of thing. Certainly from the early 40s. But yes, the average age of perimenopause is 45, but it can certainly start to creep in earlier. And that's what I was saying earlier, Trina. I find perimenopause knocks so many women because they just don't realise what's happening until they start to put the dots together.
Yeah.
And they start to look at the symptoms and they're like, oh my God, I'm ticking like 10 or 12 of these. Right, so now I can figure out that there isn't something wrong with me. This is just a natural, inevitable stage of life that I'm now moving towards.
Mm.
And that changes it changes how you look at it, and it changes your perspective, because all of a sudden now you can arm yourself and inform yourself with information, and that's really powerful.
And the HRT and all the things that are out there. It is a great conversation to have. I think 5 years ago we weren't talking about this on the radio at all, and women just shied away. I think we're not that we've become oversharers, but I think that it's good. It's something, like as you say, menopause is going to affect every single woman listening to this, so it's something that we should be talking about. And I could talk to you all day. There's so many areas of menopause. So listen, what we might do is we might have you back, Catherine, and we'll come up with a plan, and we might take questions or something one of the days. Will you come back on?
Lovely. Oh, I'd love that. Yeah. I love nothing better than a good old Q&A.
Brilliant. Okay, well, we'll organise that. And in the meantime, Catherine's book is available. Catherine O'Keefe, All You Need to Know About Menopause. It is a purple cover. You can't miss it. An actually gorgeous book. And she is Ireland's menopause expert. Thank you so much, Catherine. We'll talk to you really soon.
Thanks, Trina.
See you now. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.